cynically named in the summer months Operation Summer Rain, and now bearing the title Operation Autumn Clouds, have devastated the Palestinian population in Gaza. Since June 1st of 2006, over 300 Palestinian civilians, including 89 children and 29 women, have been killed by the IDF. During the month of November alone, over 80 Palestinians were killed in the town of Beit Hanun in the northern Gaza Strip. Two women were killed protesting in front of a mosque that was later destroyed, and 19 women, children, and men were killed by the Israeli military while asleep in their house. As this is the backdrop to the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid and allies in the labor movement, anti-war movement, the Arab community, and also in Montreal, launched in the core of downtown Toronto a boycott campaign against Chapters and Indigo. On Saturday, December 23rd, one day before Christmas, over 80 activists in Toronto from the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid officially launched a boycott campaign against Chapters and Indigo bookstores. While holding a mass leafleting and information picket to launch this campaign as part of an international movement to end Israeli apartheid through boycott, divestment, and sanctions. This report was conducted and produced by Mustafa Hanawi of CKUT's Community News Collective in Montreal and CKLN FM in Toronto. We speak with Naomi Binderwal, a member of the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid and active member in the Jewish Women's Committee Against the Occupation. Naomi speaks about the conditions of Gaza, the reason for the launch of the campaign against Chapters and Indigo, and their connections to Israeli war crimes.
Well, as you can see, we are standing in front of Indigo Chapters on Bay Street, just below Bourg, and it is the 23rd of December, and there's an awful lot of traffic in and out of the store, and we're here to let the public know that we're launching a boycott campaign against Indigo Chapters, and that we want to bring to the attention of the public information regarding the owners of Indigo Chapters, Heather Reisman and Jerry Schwartz, and the role that they play in their support of the Israeli military.
Can you talk more about that link of why people should be boycotting Indigo and Chapters?
Heather Reisman is the CEO of Chapters Indigo and Music Incorporated, I think it's called, and Jerry Schwartz is the CEO of Onyx Corporation. Onyx Corporation sells electronic military equipment to the Israeli Defense Forces. Between the two of them, Reisman and Schwartz, they control 68% or more of the shares of Indigo Chapters. On the one hand, they present this as a cultural experience, a benign cultural experience. It's, you know, Christmas time lobby. And as CEO of this, the Indigo Chapters and CEO of Onyx Corporation, they've set up a fund called the Lone Soldier Fund. The Lone Soldier Fund, which is called HESIG, H-E-S-E-G, is the name of the Lone Soldier Fund. The HESIG board, sitting on the HESIG board are all military people, including Mr. Almog, who was not allowed off the plane in England because he was going to be charged with war crimes the minute he stepped off the plane. So this is the type of person who sits on the HESIG board, all military people. So what we're trying to do is make the connection between this establishment, Chapters Indigo, and the fact that the people who control more than 68% of the shares in this business are working hand in glove with the Israeli military. And we feel that the public needs to know that when they go in there to buy books, they're supporting financially and they're supporting politically people who are working with other lobby groups like the Canada-Israel Committee and the Canadian Jewish Congress and B'nai B'rith to lobby the Canadian government to maintain, for example, Mr. Harper's outrageous, really horrific position regarding Israel, and that to walk in there and purchase books is in fact to give support to that to that position on Palestine-Israel, and that people need to have that information, and that they would have it if it involved often, you know, when CEOs of various businesses are found out to be supporting political organizations or political activities that are not considered to be positive, they're called on it. And so when it comes to Israel, it is not impossible, but it is difficult, as you know, to get information out about what is actually going on. And so this is an attempt to do that, to show that this is not a benign cultural operation here, that in fact the people who are running this, the people who are profiting from this, are lending their support and their finances to the Israeli military.
I was wondering if you can elaborate more to people what Canada's position actually is on Palestine. You mentioned this institution as sort of being one very bleak and dark example of Canadian corporate support of Israeli apartheid, but if you can speak more to Canada's position on Israeli apartheid.
The Canadian government has always supported Israel and has always supported the Israeli Defense Forces. And with Mr. Harper, this has escalated to the point where, for example, he was the first, the Canadian government under Harper was the first to stop sending money and funding to Palestine because of the election of Hamas. This in itself is so outrageous that it's very, very difficult to explain how it can happen that a democratically elected government, which is Hamas, is overnight deprived of its funding, deprived of its resources, and now we understand that, in fact, there may be new elections called and that this has the full support of the Western so-called democracies like Canada, U.S., and England. And the Canadian government, with Harper in particular, is working more closely than previously. Even just Harper's most recent remarks are absolutely outrageous. When you look at Gaza, for example, and what Israel is doing to Gaza and in Gaza, difficult to talk about because the gap between what is actually taking place in Gaza and what we are hearing about what's taking place in Gaza is so wide that to get at the truth, it becomes a very frustrating experience. The truth is that Israel has decimated Gaza. Israel has turned Gaza into a heap of rubble. The infrastructure in Gaza is gone. And now what the media is telling us is that this is all the fault of Palestinians who don't know how to get along with each other. So part of this, I see this as part of this is a broader campaign beyond Trappers Indigo, that every opportunity we have to get the truth out becomes very, very important because we have no help in doing that.
Can you talk about, you spoke about Harper's, Harper recently quoted saying that Hamas is genocidal.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you just speak about that comment?
Well, I mean, there are the obvious things that Hamas honored a ceasefire for months and months and months while Gaza was being bombarded and the West Bank was being attacked by Israel, to call Hamas genocidal when, for example, during the Lebanon War and at the same time, which got very little media attention, the war on Gaza, there were no Israeli citizens killed. Where is the genocide? How is Hamas genocidal? Who is Hamas committing genocide against? Israelis are not dying as a result of anything Hamas is doing. For example, if somebody, I don't even like talking about suicide bombings because of the way that's been spinned by the media. But the fact of the matter is that for a prime minister of a major country like Canada to put out that Hamas is quote-unquote genocidal, it's outrageous. There is absolutely no... Where does he get it? Where does he get it? Genocide means that a community of people, a group of people, is being systematically killed. It's Israel that's genocidal. If we look at the numbers, and none of us like playing the numbers game, but if we look at the numbers, for example, over the summer, how many Israeli citizens died? There were none. How many Palestinians, women and children, and Palestinian youth, and Palestinian men died? There were hundreds. So how do we confront that? And I think that this is a way of doing that. That yes, this is specifically targeting Indigo Chapters and Reisman and Jerry Schwartz. At the same time, this is an opportunity to raise all of these issues because we have so little opportunity to do that.
Checkpoints around the clock. Palestinian children can't go to the school. Chapters Indigo, Chapters Indigo, your prophets can be so cruel.
Many people who passed by were caught off guard by a series of Christmas carols, which all of a sudden had become songs for Palestine.
We will have books all covered in blood. We will not be blind to the land that they stole. We wish you wouldn't bankroll. We wish you wouldn't bankroll. We wish you wouldn't bankroll destruction and bombs. We won't buy till there's justice. We won't buy till there's justice. We won't buy till there's justice for Palestine. We will not buy books all covered in blood. We will not be blind to the land that they stole. We wish you wouldn't finance. On the Temple Mountain, riots broke out round about. On the people from the sky fighting terrorism. If the world complains, we'll cry anti-Semitism. In their master steps they trod, the Israeli forces. They profane the name of God, choosing evil courses. Therefore, IDF be sure, tanks and planes deploying. He who will oppress the poor shall be self-destroying. Woo-hoo! We know where you stand. There's blood on our hands. Chapters in the shit hit the fan.
We speak with Catherine Novotsky, a member of the Canadian Union of Public Employees and chair of the International Solidarity Committee of the Ontario Division, the Canadian Union of Public Employees, about the role of the labor movement in ending Israeli apartheid and the launch of today's boycott campaign.
We want justice for Palestine.
Well, QP Ontario is it's the largest division of the largest union in the country, and it makes up about 210,000 members in Ontario. Right now, we're engaging in actually an education tour to locals and councils within our union to talk to members about Israeli apartheid and why the call came from Palestine for boycott, divestment, sanctions. And we will be directing members to the Indigo boycott as well as, you know, other boycotts and divestment programs as we do further research and develop them.
We speak with Daniel Freeman Malloy, a member of the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid, an author on the connection of the Israeli lobby in the Canadian government.
This campaign with respect to Indigo Chapters is focusing particularly on an institution called HESIG, the Foundation for Lone Soldiers, which, again, as I mentioned earlier, funds former soldiers who've come from abroad to fight in terms of their schooling once they transition into civilian life, such as it is in Israel. This forms part, though, of a very broad corporate Canadian base of fundraising for Israeli apartheid, and we can see that in many spheres. So over the summer, there was initiated an Israel emergency campaign, essentially to defray the costs of the invasion of Lebanon, and millions of dollars from Toronto have poured into that, as from cities across the continent. In fact, Toronto has the third largest fundraising federation for this business in North America, behind Chicago and New York, I believe. In any case, what we do see is fundraising classified as charitable pouring from corporate Canada to sustain Israel's current policies. And I think they're definitely, a lot of that does, those same institutions certainly respond to Palestine solidarity activism, but in many ways the more important question for us is how can we respond and how can we undercut that base of support for Israeli apartheid in a concrete and tangible way.
We speak with Navinder Gill, a member of the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid, about his reasons for coming out today and the reactions of shoppers and passerbys to the launch of this boycott campaign in front of Chapters and Indigo.
Boycott campaign? Got one? Thank you.
Can you talk about what's happening here today?
This is an information picket to let people know that we're launching a boycott against Chapters Indigo, because the majority shareholders of Chapters Indigo, Heather Reisman and Jerry Schwartz, finance a program called HESEG, which helps recruit and rehabilitate mercenaries from around the world to serve in the Israeli military.
Can you talk a bit about the response that you've had by people walking by or walking in and out of Indigo here today?
Yeah, it's actually been a really good response. A lot of people have been are generally unaware of this, as we were, and people that are supporters of Israeli apartheid often try not to make their support public, but people have been receiving the news with encouragement, and that outrage is growing. We can see it on the streets, people receiving a leaflet and are outraged at the fact that this HESEG program is funded by Heather Reisman and Jerry Schwartz. So that response has been positive, and of course there have been a few negative responses, a few people swearing and throwing the leaflets back in our faces. That always occurs, but the vast, vast majority have been supportive of this struggle.
For more information about the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid and the boycott campaign against Chapters in Indigo, you can go to www.kaiaweb.org. That's www.kaiaweb.org. This report was conducted by Mustafa Hanawi for CKUT 90.3 in Montreal and CKLN 88.1 FM here in Toronto.